Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 15, Mishnah 8. Ha'isha shehalcha hi ubal medinas hayom, a woman that traveled to a faraway country together with her husband, ubana imam, and they took along their little son. Uba'a, and now she returns from this distant country, and she's all by herself. Her husband and her son are not with her. V'amran, she says, meis bali, you should know, sadly, my husband passed away. V'yachar kach meis bini, and after that, my son passed away as well. Therefore, I don't have to fall to Yibum. Therefore, I'm permitted to marry everybody. Now, Menas Sheba is believed, because since she had a child when she went to Medina Sayam, when she went to the faraway country, and at that point, she had a chazaka, which means to say we would assume that if her husband would die, she'd be able to get married and there would be no issue of her having to have Yibum. So therefore, now, when she comes and says her husband died first, and then her son, we believe her. She stays on the chazaka, on the status that she had previously, and she can marry anybody. Continues the mission, however, let's say she said, meis bini ve'achakach meis bali, that my son died first, and then my husband died. So it comes out that when her husband died, she was childless. And therefore, really, she should fall to Yibum, einon emenes. She's not believed. Because since she's taking herself away from her first status was that she did not need Yibum to happen because she had a son. Therefore, she's not believed now to force a Yibum. And the Gemara explains the reason is because, I think it's Gemara, because we're scared that maybe she really wants to marry her husband's brother. That's why she's saying it this way, even though it's not really true. Yet still, we do suspect that her words may be true, and we don't let her get married to somebody else until she has chalitza. She does chalitza, but she cannot do even. Let's see Mishnah. Test Mishnah 9. Niten li ben b'medina sayam. Let's say her and her husband traveled alone to Medina Sayam, to a faraway country, and she says that, you should know, we had a little baby boy while we were overseas. And then she adds to that, and she says, V'amra, meis bini v'achakach meis bali. My son died, and then my husband died. Comes out that I've fallen out to my husband's brother to have Yibum. Nemenes, she's believed for Yibum. Because since when she left, she was in a chazaka that if her husband would have died, she would have fallen to Yibum. So now, she's not changing anything from the status that we knew about her last, the last verified status that she had. Therefore, she's permitted, and we believe her, that her son died. And she's permitted to have Yibum. However, let's say she said, Meis bali ve'achakach meis bini. You should know I had a son. Then my husband died, and then my son died. And therefore, I'm permitted to marry anyone because I don't have to have Yibum. Eino nemenes, she's not believed to release herself from the obligation of Yibum, because that was her chazaka, that was her last verified status. Nevertheless, v'chayshin l'dvareha, we still suspect her words, v'chayletzes v'leim esi abemes, we don't let her out until she has chalitza and no Yibum, but you can't have Yibum because we're concerned that maybe what she's saying is true. Wishing you a fantastic evening and a wonderful rest of your Hanukkah.